Bless y'all.
Amen.
Praise God. Good morning,
good
Breakfast
morning.
Club. Praise God. Presenting the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
Praise God. He's the teacher today.
Amen.
Praise God. We acknowledge him. And we thank the Holy Father for sending him to us.
Thank you, Father.
We have been in chapter 1 for a while. But it's okay. We know chapter 1 is telling us about getting a divine relationship with the Holy Spirit. See, everything we're going to do is going to come out of our relationship.
Yes.
That's what makes us so different from any other religion, is that we have a relationship. We're just not a religion, but we have a relationship.
My God.
With God. And that's what he wants us to have. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the requirements, as I told you a couple of weeks ago, one of the requirements of all ages of God dealing with his people, one of the requirements was hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Every generation, every age was required to hear the voice of God. And this generation, this age, is no different.
Amen.
It's a requirement that you hear the voice of God. You know, we read the word of God, the Logos word. But the Logos word, as Mark Hankins always said, the Logos word was written so it could be spoken.
Yes.
Amen.
And when it's spoken, it's the Rhema word of God.
Amen.
The spoken word of God. You know, it was said that we're going to live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. The spoken word. Sometimes people can quote and they learn the Logos. But honey, you got to hear that Rhema word out of that Logos word. He said that's how you're going to live, by the spoken word of God. Not just the Logos. And it's some people that can quote the word of God from Genesis, Revelation better than anybody in here.
My God.
But they don't have that Logos. They don't have that Rhema word. And when you don't have that Rhema word, you don't have the real life.
Mm-hmm.
He said every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is what you're going to live by.
Yeah.
The Rhema word. The Logos word brings us to the Rhema word.
Yes. Yes.
The Logos word help us to learn but when the Holy Spirit, praise God, bring that word to us, then it comes to be a Rhema word of God. And I tell you, that's that word that's down in you, that nobody can take from you. You know, today our study is really, we're still in the book, but I'm building some connectors with the book. Some things that are important that we need to connect with. It's easy for me to tell you, hear from God. But then I need to sit down and teach you.
Amen.
Ways that we hear from God.
Oh, yes. Glory to God.
You know, when Eli told Samuel and taught him how to hear from God, nothing Samuel did fell to the ground. He learned how to hear the voice of God through any and every situation. You know, even when I told you when he was anointing Jesse boys, he could hear the word of God just that. It wasn't an audible word. It wasn't an audible voice, but he could just hear God saying, not that one. And Jesse said, surely that one. Don't you see how he built?
Yeah.
You know, surely that one. He said, no, not that one, not that. He got down to the last boy and he asked him, hey, have you got any more? And he said, yeah, I got one more out there, you know, but he's not a king. He don't even look like a king. These are kings that I put. See, he lined up the kings before. But Samuel was able to realize and know and to hear the voice of God and say, hey, that's not the one, though. They all look good. They look like kings on the outer. But where does God? David had the heart of God.
Amen.
And that's what made him stood out. Not that he was tall in stature and looked like the king, but the heart of God. Man look on the outer, but God looks on the heart.
That's right.
That's what makes the difference. Now, what we're going to connect today is talking about how to hear the voice of God, the ways we hear the voice of God. The writer of Hebrews said we can train ourselves to be able to hear the voice of God every time.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that. I don't know if we're going to get into that today, but if you track with me, I'm going to start from the beginning, because one of the greatest benefit we have today is that not only we can talk to God, but he talks back to us.
Right.
That's a great benefit in your salvation. I don't know if you realize that. See, we got to value the voice of God.
Amen.
Once you start valuing the voice of God, you're going to hear him. But hearing the voice of God comes out of relationship. You know his voice anywhere. You know, like I told you, my husband called me on the phone. I just said, hey, honey. I don't have to ask, who is this? You know, some people call me out to ask, who is this? You know, because the relationship, you know.
Yes, yes.
But when you got that relationship there, you know who it is.
Amen.
Amen. You know exactly who it is. So hearing the voice of God is going to come out of relationship. Spending time with him. Mm-hmm. But I am going to take today, and it's many ways that we hear God. But the one that I want to teach on today is how God speaks through our thoughts. Because sometimes he's speaking through our thoughts and you just thinking, hey, that's my thought, you know, just something that I'm thinking, you know. But I'm going to show you how he does it. I can ask any of y'all in here and all y'all would say, yeah, I believe the enemy put thoughts in our mind. I mean, we well settled in that. But we don't realize God does too. Both is going for the mind. Let me tell you how God speaks to us, how he communicates to us. Spirit to spirit. That's how he communicates.
Yeah.
The spirit in us and our spirit. He communicates through that. Mm. Well, your mind is still unfruitful. You know, how are you going to get it to the mind realm? You got it down here. They're always talking. Spirits don't sleep. Mm-hmm. They're always talking and communicating. You know, mm-hmm. That new man. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul called him, the new man. Mm-hmm. Him and the Holy Spirit always got, you know, a conversation going on. They're always talking. But it's the spirit that brings it to our mind. God speaks through the spirit realm.
So it's our spirit. As the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, our spirit
reveals it to us.
Okay.
He brings it. Our spirit brings it to our mind.
Okay.
And see, it sounds so much like us until we like, hey, that's my thought. You know, I got that. That thought was from me. Many times, you know, he's telling us to do something through a thought. Now, like I say, he speaks many different ways, but I'm choosing to do this one because sometimes we miss this. We call it our thought. Is that my thought or what? And I'm going to train and teach you how you can know it's his thought every time. But it's some training, some exercise we have to go through. Now, let's see how the enemy put thoughts in your mind. Let's see how he does it. Through the eye gate and through the ear gate. That's how he gets in. That's the window to our soul. The eye gate and the ear gate. Okay, let's prove that. Let me get my Bible just a minute.
So that makes it so important to watch what you see and watch what you hear.
There you go. There you go. We're going to get it. That's what we got to get to. Training ourselves. Let's go to Genesis 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. And we're going to see how the enemy bring it through our ears and through our eyes. That's how you get, you want to like, how did I get that thought? Where did that thought come from? Mm-hmm. Through your eye gate and through your ear gate. That's how your thoughts develop. See, the enemy deals from the outside. Yeah. Tell me where God speaks. He speaks from the inside.
Amen.
He don't speak from the outside like that. The enemy can only use our five senses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our ear gate and our eye gate. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's read this record. I'm having to move real fast. So if y'all would track with me, we could go. Okay, let's go. Third chapter in the fifth verse. Let's go down to the sixth verse because I don't have time to read all that. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, where's that? That's her eye gate. She saw that the tree was good for food. Now, she wasn't hurting for no food. That garden was loaded with food. She wouldn't look, why would she need any more food? She had plenty of it. It was provided there in the garden. She looked at it. She saw it. And what made her look at it? Because the enemy was talking in her ears at first. If you back up, it says, I'm not going to read it, but if you back up, it was tell you that the enemy was talking in her ears. He was telling her things in her ears. He was getting in her ears. Then she heard that, and then she said, okay, let me look at this, what you're saying. Yes. She started looking at the fruit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She had never once before saw that it was good for eating because she had plenty. Mm-hmm. Because the enemy had planted something in her ear, she started looking.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep our ear gate and our eye gate, like Sister Mary said. We have to keep that for God and God only. We have to watch that. The ear gate and the eye gate. And even the secular world know that's how, that's when they run so many commercials. That's when they know that's the way to get into your, you're not even thinking about a Whopper, but by the time they play it three or four times, you say, that look good. That does look good. You know, they have gotten into your mind. But
you just mentioned it and had me think of it.
But he had been talking in her ear. And she had never looked at the tree as good for food. But because he got to talking and got in her ears, and she got to listen. So we have to be very careful. Stop him at the door. Say, no, that's not my thought.
Amen.
Because he'll make you think that it's your thought. He'll put it in there and make you think that and you'll be wondering, where did I get the thought from? I'm just, you know. But it's through your ear gate and eye gate. That's the window to your soul.
Yeah.
And it's about to happen. When you think of something that you know could be catastrophic or something, you know, like going on, you have an issue or a situation, a doctor report.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll start.
What you heard and what you seen. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way he gets in there. Okay. There are so many voices in this earth. There's three main voices. The voice of the flesh, the voice of the devil or the secular world, and the voice of God. And those voices are going on all the time. So you have to be able to distinguish. Remember, he talks spirit to spirit.
Yeah.
The enemy comes in from out here and there. But God is... Your spirit and the Holy Spirit never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
They're always talking. They're always...
Yeah, that's why praying in the spirit is so important.
Praying in... Thank you. Praying in the spirit fine-tunes your ear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your outer ear, but I'm talking about your inner ear. We're going to talk about those other... I'm getting out of time here, and I'm not going to be able to go to Hebrew and talk about
you
that. I will. I'll get there. But we know we must. That's the reason the Word of God tells you to keep your mind, keep your thoughts right. He said, think on good things.
Yes. Amen.
So when it comes through from your spirit, it's no hindrance. It's no distraction there. Because you already got the landway already clear.
Ooh,
for him to land.
Amen.
And use your thoughts.
Hallelujah.
You know? And if you keep your thought clear, He said, think on good things.
Yes.
And he said, he even tell you, as a man thinketh, so is he.
That's right.
That's it.
He wants your thought life, and the enemy wants your thought life. They both.
Tug of war, huh?
Yeah, that's the war that goes on for the battle of the mind. That's that war that goes on. Don't turn there because I don't have the time to read that. But another snapshot of this I want you to see is when Jesus was asking his disciples in Matthew, who the man say I am? And all of them gave him some all kinds. But Peter spoke up, said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He spoke up and said that. And Jesus told him, said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. That came from the Father. That's where that came from. And in that same moment, the enemy got into his mind. When Jesus was telling them, I got to go die, and you know, all this. Peter said, you ain't got to go. You ain't got to do that, you know. What did he tell Peter? Get behind me, Satan. He had just had a thought from God, and then here's the enemy planting another thought in there. And that's because Peter didn't really know the word of God enough. Your word of God is very important that you learn that. So you can, that helps you, it gives you guidelines. The word, when you know the word of God, Peter really didn't know that word that he had to just really go. Now, Jesus had been telling Peter, yeah, I got to go and stuff like that. Peter said, no, you ain't got to go. You can do it a different way. Just like the enemy was telling Eve. You don't have to do it God's way. He always want to take the word from you. He comes to steal the word.
Yes.
When he said, the thief comes to steal, you know what he's coming to steal? He ain't coming to steal your jewelry. He's not coming to steal this or that or money. He's coming to steal the word. And that's what he was trying to do with Peter. Peter had this great revelation that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he came to steal that from Peter. Tell him, he ain't got to, you know. But he said, get behind me, what? Satan. He identified who that was. He knew it wasn't Peter. He knew Peter loved him. He knew Peter didn't understand, but he said he identified it as what? Satan. And sometimes we have to tell Satan, get behind me. The word of God said.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus just didn't say it was written. He spoke what was written.
Yeah.
When he was in confrontation with the enemy.
He wasn't praying. He wasn't praying, was he?
No, he wasn't praying. He had already prayed.
Yeah,
see, the Spirit
prayed up.
Yeah, the Spirit had led him in there. He had already talked to the Father and everything. And the Spirit had led him in there. Many people, when they read that, they think the Spirit led him into that. The Spirit of God knew that the enemy was coming. And he knew he had to be prepared because he was that second Adam. That test he had to pass. He had to pass that test. Adam and Eve didn't pass their test. But he had to pass that test by the enemy. And the Spirit of God knew. That's the reason I tell you the Holy Spirit is so important.
Yes, amen.
He knew. And sometimes he's telling us, hey, go away and pray a little bit. You know, he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
He'll get you prepared for what's coming, but you say, well, I got to go pick up this, I got to go do this, and I got to go do that. You take your list out to the Holy Spirit, and you tell him everything that you got to do. But if you would obey him and do what he has called you to do, what he's trying to get you to do, we live such busy lives, so many distractions, and so much pulling on us. But we've got to learn, this is the most important, this one of the important thing that we learn how. It's a requirement. It was required for every generation, and our age is no different, is that we learn how to hear his voice clearly. And we get trained in it in such a way that we know his voice anytime. And we're able to distinguish it through the thoughts. And if you keep your Jesus, thoughts, huh?
And Jesus would be the perfect example to see how his life was, because he always heard from the Father.
That's the reason.
There was no sin in his life, so sin is important about not doing it to hear from the Father. You know, you hear people say, well, your sins are covered, and that's true. But just looking at Jesus as an example, well, that would be a good teaching, Mary. That Jesus is our example to how we hear from the Holy Spirit.
Amen. It is.
What he did in his life.
He prayed, and yeah. That's our communication line. It's prayer, you know, speaking. That's the way he speaks to us. That's the way he communicates. And the reason he want to communicate with us is because we're family. Mm-hmm. We the church.
Yeah.
We're the bride. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all that. But most of all, we're family.
Yes, amen.
When Paul was praying in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, for the strength, he said, I'm bringing the whole family in heaven and earth together, yes, and praying that you'll be strengthened in your inner man. Now, the ones in heaven don't need to be strengthened in there, but he brought them in. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones in heaven are not just sitting up, but they're interceding, they're praying.
Yes, amen.
For the people of God. Mm-hmm. We know Jesus is interceding for. We have two great intercessors.
Yes.
Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's interceding, mm-hmm, down on earth.
Yes, glory.
And Jesus, he's our interceding in heaven.
Yes.
So two great intercessors that are interceding for us and crying out for us. You know, I told you about my testimony last week because I needed that reference point to bring us to this place where the Lord is really, God is really concerned about every part of our life, physically, spiritually, mentally. Mm-hmm. He was concerned about that lady losing her purse, mm-hmm, last week. He was concerned about it. But if you don't bring what your circumstances and your things into the kingdom, mm-hmm, then it's not under kingdom lordship. Mm-hmm. But everything about you is under the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now, let's not leave them outside the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We're in the kingdom, but our circumstances and things are outside the kingdom.
Yes.
No, let's bring them into the kingdom. We currently got the kingdom involved in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what we have to do. It's important. So hearing, I'm way out of time. I wanted to get to another.
Cut next week.
I'm just going to cut it off here. And we'll be here next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we can pick it up. But please value his voice,
yes,
enough to be still and hear his voice. You know, we're going for intimate relationship here. And intimate means that two people are talking.
Amen.
Two people are involved. You and God. You're not doing all the talking. But you're being still and let him talk some too. I mean, sometimes we could do all the praying and we could pray, we can do this and we can do that. And don't be still enough to hear what he's got to say.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in an hour that we've got to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
We know we hear him through his word here, through his written word. And that's good. But he wants to speak to us from here also. And if you know this, because he never goes against this. So if you get in here and study this, you know, he speaks spirit to spirit. That's just the way God speaks. He speaks spirit to spirit. Mm-hmm. And like I said, our spirit brings it to our thoughts and words.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy, he puts thoughts in from our ears and through our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the window things to our soul. That's how things get into our soul.
Yeah.
And you wonder, how did that get, that's how he gets in there. I'm way over my time. Let's give it into the hands of Apostle. But I'm going to be able to develop some more. But God bless y'all. Just take that. I feel like I ran out of time so fast.